This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in, word of what the Biden administration is now telling Israel about its war with Hamas. If Israel renews its ground campaign aimed at destroying Hamas, Israel must work to avoid significant further displacement of Palestinian civilians in southern Gaza. That's what the Biden administration is telling Israel, according to senior U.S. officials. The AP's Karen Shamas has the latest on the war.
Israel and Hamas have extended their truce, but it seems only a matter of time before the war resumes. A truce between Israel and Hamas has entered its fifth day. Both sides agreed to extend their truce through Wednesday, with another two planned exchanges of militant held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The militant group has promised to release more civilian hostages to delay the expected resumption of the war. Israel is under growing pressure to spare Palestinian civilians when the fighting resumes. However, Israel has repeatedly vowed to resume fighting with full force once it's clear that no more hostages will be freed under the current agreement's terms. I'm Karen Shamas.
A not guilty plea from the man accused in the weekend shooting and wounding of three college students of Palestinian descent in Vermont. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The suspect, 48-year-old Jason J. Eaton, is being held without bail. Burlington's police chief, John Murat, on the gun that was used.
It was acquired legally through a federally licensed firearms dealer.
Two of the victims are U.S. citizens, and the third is in the country with legal permission.
Ceremonies are continuing today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter in Atlanta. She died November 19th at the age of 96. A court in Moscow has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested on espionage charges. This is AP News. Now to that recent train derailment in Kentucky. The AP's Norman Hall has this story.
The cause of a train derailment that sparked a chemical fire and forced residents of a Kentucky town from their homes is now known. CSX Railroad says the derailment, which happened Wednesday just north of Livingston, Kentucky, was caused by a failed wheel bearing on a train car. The chemical fire that resulted forced residents out of their homes for just over a day, including most of Thanksgiving. Two of the 16 cars that derailed carried molten sulfur, which caught fire after the cars were breached. CSX says the bearing that failed didn't get hot enough to trigger an alarm for the last one of the railroad's trackside detectors that the train passed, so the crew didn't get any warning before the derailment. I'm Norman Hall.
Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2023 is authentic. Lookups for the word are heavy on the website. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.